We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. On this Final Four Saturday night, I got Ryan Hickey and James Boccioni back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. John Fass will keep us up to date on Texas Tech and Michigan State. You just heard the last update, 23-21, Tech on top. And Coach Beard and the boys continuing their dominant defense, but Michigan State is playing some defense on the other end of the floor. This probably is going to be one of those 51-50 games. And no matter who wins, when you look at what Virginia did, and I know there's all this angst about Kyle Guy, he was fouled. The question is, as you're reviewing, okay, 0.6 on the clock, at the end of that Auburn-Virginia game where Virginia gave it away, then Auburn gave it away. How do you let the guy get open for a three? I heard Jim Jackson on the Westwood One radio network say you never allow that inbounds pass to get deep towards the bucket. And Guy was the guy. How come you didn't cover the guy? You didn't cover the guy. It's the double dribble that in the final 2 minutes, if you can look at your officials at the college level, when Ty Jerome dribbled the ball off his foot, then repossessed the ball, dribbled without Auburn touching it. No call was made, then Auburn intentionally fouled Jerome. If you can check to see if a ball grazed the finger of a player, if you can look at the clock in the final 2 minutes, I'm not talking at any other point in the game, but in the final 2 minutes, officials should be able to look and see if there was a turnover. Just like they look for, oh, it raised his finger. Okay, they whistle ball the other way. That should be more of the debate here. Guy was the guy who got fouled. Boccioni said, hey, did you see the guy foul guy? And then it was close. I was talking to Hickey about that before we went on air. That at the end, you know, Bryce Brown had that shot, and there could have been a makeup whistle. You could have double dipped at the end. And I've heard everybody talk on Facebook, Twitter, on air, all the officials, they took center stage. It was a foul. That's it. It was a foul. The question is a double dribble. And what we're going to get after, as we'll keep you up to date on Texas Tech and Michigan State, is how do we fix officiating? Because you have the Saints who are still steaming, and they helped get the rule changed at least for a year for officials to look at pass interference, even if it wasn't called. And this is kind of similar. It's a double dribble. That's game over. That is game over if the ball goes the other way to Auburn and Bruce Pearl and the Tigers are in the championship game on Monday, awaiting the winner of Texas Tech and Michigan State. This just has a look that it's going to, I know they're only down two, they being Michigan State, but it seems like they're down 10, doesn't it? Tech might be on the best defensive run I've ever seen in college basketball for this tournament. What they've done to some pretty good offensive teams like Gonzaga, Michigan, and now Michigan State. I haven't seen too many college basketball teams that when they play defense, it looks like you may not score. And Michigan State, I think, scored 5 points in the last 10.5 minutes of the first half. And that's a good offensive team. Cassius Winston may be the best point guard in America this side of Ja Morant. They're locked in. Even though they're down two, it feels like Michigan State is down 10. So you can comment on the Virginia win over Auburn. Now, most of you have to agree it was a foul. But we're going to try and fix the officiating in sports on this broadcast tonight. So the NFL made a major move, and I agree with calling pass interference, even if it wasn't called. and the officials in the final 2 minutes, you want the simple answer here. You can look at everything. If you can look for a hook, if you can look for the ball touching a finger, if you can look for the ball on the line, whatever you're, you know, rewinding, you can look and see an obvious double dribble. And then there's no drama about the guy fouling guy. There's no drama at all. And then I'm trying to look at the NBA, you know, the NHL. I think the NHL does a pretty good job. They have that officiating center, wherever, I think it's in Toronto or New York, and they usually get it right. There aren't too many times you look at the NHL and you say, hey, man, they're missing calls all the time. Maybe, you know, behind the puck or play, you'll get a cheap shot or something they'll miss, but on their replays, they're pretty good. NBA, I think the officials, for what the NBA is, yes, they don't know what a travel is. You know, LeBron James doesn't have to dribble. That's a new rule with the Lakers. He doesn't have to dribble at all. You know, PGA has changed some of the rules. Few of them are dorky. So we're going to go across the board in sports. That will be one of our huge questions of the night. How would you, in all the sports you follow, what would you do immediately if you were in charge that would make the officiating better and more complete? So you can join in 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. I can't believe that Virginia, the last 5 minutes, it was a boring game, to be honest. When Virginia went up 10, and I was just looking at the replay, and Guy, it wasn't so much, I know he had to hit the three free throws with 0.6 seconds on the clock, but his three from the corner, that was the play where they cut it to one and you said, uh-oh, this is the same Virginia team that stole a spot that Purdue thought they had in Minneapolis in the Final Four. And they did it to Auburn. With the defense, though, that Texas Tech is playing, and I'm looking at Tom Izzo right now, and he looks extremely concerned. And they play pretty good defense, too. I mean, Tech has only 23. Michigan State has 21, and they'll get the rock to start the second half. But I've never seen anybody on a run like this with the defense they're playing. This will be a war on the floor, maybe until the last buzzer. And State has tied it up early second half. We'll keep you posted. Also, John Fass will have updates at the bottom and the top of the hours. But let's think about college basketball first, seeing that we have the Final Four. Are you with me on the rule that they should be able to review turnovers in the final 2 minutes? We'll start with that. We'll go around the board on sports and hit everything. I just watched Tech drop a three. If they're hitting their threes, they're unbeatable. They really are. So you can join in 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. We'll also get into that report that I saw at CBSSports.com before I began this broadcast across the U.S. and Canada, that Duke is looking into Zion bribery allegations, that he was paid to go to Duke. And this has tentacles that goes to the upper echelons of politics. Because if you remember, you know, a lot of people, you know, Duke wasn't the front runner. And when you get these surprises all the time in college basketball and college football, I've heard in all the circles, you wonder not so much the school, but the other directors of recruits. A lot of this has nothing to do with the school. It's the seedy side of college basketball, football, slash star recruiting. So I'll deliver a huge opinion on that. Hickey Boccioni back at CBS Sports Radio, New York City. We'll keep you up to date. Tech's up three with 18-16 to go in this game. Their defense is just amazing. Hickey, can you remember any college basketball team that's this good defensively that you've seen, at least for the tournament? Tech, you know, they have been one or two for the most part all season long, but a lot of people don't watch Texas Tech outside of Big 12 country. Have you seen a team where it looks like you're not going to score?
That's tough. I'm trying to think off the top of my head recently, especially in tournament play. The last few years, we've seen a lot of offense and obviously a lot of emphasis on scoring. I'm trying to, off the top of my head, I can't think of anyone as good defensively as Texas Tech has been putting the clamps on the offenses of late. It's a great question.
It looks like maybe old school, you could think of old school Georgetown with John Thompson and the defense they would play, right, when they had Ewing in the middle. I mean, you have to go back a long ways, and I don't know if there's a comparison with any college team I've seen, at least for this tournament. Now, I watched Tech a few times during the year, but the way they're playing is just phenomenal. And they're up five now, and when it's a five-point lead, it seems like it's 15 against a defense like this. So we'll get to your huge opinions. Big show on this Final Four Saturday night. Hickey Boccioni back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. We are going to fix officiating. What would you do? Beginning with college basketball, you tell me. I think most of you would agree that in the final 2 minutes, if the officials go to the screen, that they can call a ball out of bounds, they could call a double dribble, they could call a travel, they could call dribbling off your foot like Jerome did tonight. So we'll get to your huge opinions. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter. And Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show. Once again, here's Huge Bill Simonson.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 1-855-212-4227, is brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance at geico.com. 15:30 to go in the ball game, 32-28. Texas Tech leading Michigan State, Minneapolis. The winner will go to take on Virginia on Monday in the national championship game. And last 5 minutes, you know, first 35 minutes of that Virginia-Auburn game were boring. Last 5 minutes were awesome. Guy was fouled. There's no debate there. Our first huge question of the night, do you agree with me? And we're going to fix officiating throughout the broadcast in all sports. I have all the answers. I'm sure you do too. Because we always know more than the officials, right? If you're going to go to the monitor to review a clock, ball touching a line, foot touching a line, finger touching a ball, who touched it going out of bounds, you can review whether there was a travel, a double dribble, like you had an obvious double dribble. When you look at the foul of Kyle Guy, it's a foul. When you look at the double dribble, wait a minute, nothing happened. Well, they can't review everything. I'm not talking about throughout the game. I'm saying last 2 minutes. They are allowed to review it. You agree or disagree, you can join in at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Hickey, you said you had a caller who couldn't hold on, but they had a question about NFL procedural penalties and they wanted to eliminate them. What exactly did they mean?
Well, they're kind of just playing off your question about how we can improve officiating, and he took it from the college basketball standpoint to go to the NFL and was wishing that they kind of got rid of procedural penalties where tight ends would be ineligible if they are caught up by a receiver, stuff like that, just small penalties where he just wants the guys to play, quote, play football.
I like the idea that everybody on the offense would be eligible. So if you're a quarterback in trouble or you want to get creative with play calling, why shouldn't every lineman be eligible to catch the ball or, the Husker do that they used to, the fumble rooski, whatever, and get creative? Why not? Every offensive player is eligible to touch the ball.
Everyone loves a fat guy touchdown, right? So imagine now you can just throw to the lineman on the 1 yard line.
Or maybe you just say your tackles are, okay? And he doesn't have to check in. I get where the guy's going. You don't have to check in. So if you want a tackle to drift out on a little screen or a little 5 yard little button route, let him do it. It will take, you know, when they're talking about blitzing and the quarterbacks, you'll have to cover. You'll have to have somebody keep the left tackle safe. Or that guy could catch a ball that would lead to a huge first down in the fourth quarter. That's one of the ideas with pro football. I know the Alliance of American Football went out of business. And I have to tell you something. With everything I've read, and again, you know, what's fake news, what's real. But for somebody like Bill Polian and Charlie Ebersole to really put together the framework and have the deal with CBS and the CBS Sports Network, but to not have the money in place and to stiff people destroys Polian's image and Ebersole's. They had a viable product. They really did. But how do you not have the financing in place? Now you hear all the rumors of like, well, you know, they were bought out because the NFL was worried about them. NFL isn't worried about anybody. They are printing money. They do what they want to do. It was a bad business move to not have the financing in place. And you read stories that guys are hurt or they had to find their own way home. And now you're seeing some players get immediately signed. I'm not going to buy the conspiracy theory that, well, the NFL tried to put them out of business. No, the NFL's not worried, or the XFL did because the XFL was worried. No, I don't think the XFL will make it either. I really think the model, including the Sky Judge, some of the things they were doing are necessary in the NFL. And the most important thing is that Sky Judge who can buzz in and overturn a call or make a call that wasn't made. That, to me, is the most important thing, and that would cover what they're doing with the pass interference rule. I mean, to me, this is a no-brainer. The Sky Judge is, there are some ideas that the Alliance of American Football was implementing that, to me, would work immediately in the NFL, and that's part of our Fix the Officiating theme that we're talking about on the show. Officials in the final 2 minutes in college basketball reviewing everything, I'm cool with it. But you would have to say, instead of going to the monitor every time on every possession, there would have to be something to set that review in place. So, in other words, if you go to review the clock, but you see the double dribble, you could call it. I don't want the officials every 2 minutes going there 20 times to see if somebody palmed the ball or carried it. That's not my intent. But if there's something you're going to check the clock or a ball out of bounds, you're allowed to rewind it to ask yourself with the crew, with the other two officials, did they double dribble it? Other guy says, I might have seen it. Okay, let's look at it. Nobody would complain if they went the other way. You saw Jerome dribble off his leg and then dribble again. Nobody would complain. Just like I don't think you can complain at all about the foul, because it was a foul on Guy and he deserved the 3 free throws. And let's give Guy some credit that he hit all 3 with all that pressure. By the way, Texas Tech now has bumped that lead to 9, 42-33, 12:05 and counting to go in the game. They're on an 8-2 scoring run in the last 1:49, and a 9-point lead against Texas Tech feels like 20 against anybody else. Michigan State is down. We'll keep you up to date on that. John Fass will also have an update coming up here in a few moments. So we'll begin with fix the officiating in college basketball. You tell me, should the officials be able to look at traveling, double dribbles, palming? I don't want them to call every foul. I'm talking about turnovers. Just like they look if a ball goes off the hand, the shoulder, the head of somebody, and they can flip that call. You can join in at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Wow. I think Tech just hit a three. They're up 45-33. 12-point lead, and Pat Mahomes loves it. The Chiefs quarterback who played at Tech. Timeout on the floor. John Fass will have an update momentarily. I'll also bring you up to date on this story with well-known political and star attorney Michael Aventi and his claims that Nike paid the family of Zion Williamson to pick Duke. This according to Ben Leonard at the Duke Chronicle. So a huge opinion on that coming up within 20 minutes.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show. Once again, here's Huge Bill Simonson.
We need to talk tomorrow. Airs at 7 p.m. Eastern and 4 Pacific. That's on the CBS Sports Network. They're at the Final Four for a special edition of We Need to Talk, highlighted by interviews from both championship game coaches and a feature about the legendary Coach K's Chicago upbringing. That's tomorrow. We Need to Talk, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, only on the CBS Sports Network. Texas Tech is up 48-38, 9-10, and counting to go in the Final Four semifinal in Minneapolis. The winner will take on Virginia on Monday. Tech has just been, they're not missing in the second half, and they play that defense. Culver has only three. He's averaging almost 22 in the tournament. He's an All-American for Texas Tech. They're swarming defense. Like I talked to Hickey earlier this hour, I'm trying to think old school Georgetown, the 40 minutes of hell from Nolan Richardson in Arkansas, Patino when he had his athletes at Louisville, when they would run that press. Huggins had some good defensive teams at Cincinnati, even at West Virginia at times, like Hickey mentioned. Best defensive team you've ever seen in college basketball. And then our other question on fixing the officiating, you with me on officials in the final 2 minutes being able to review for turnovers. Because if they review the double dribble by Jerome of Virginia, that's game over, and Bruce Pearl is doing all the post-game interviews awaiting the winner of Texas Tech and Michigan State. By the way, Tech now is up 50-38. Best defensive team you've ever seen in college basketball, because I'm telling you, based on what I've seen, and Michigan, Gonzaga, and Michigan State are pretty darn good basketball teams this year. And I'm looking at the best defense I've seen played. So answer those questions, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Michigan State has cut it to 9. So it's 9-point lead right now with 7:36 and counting. I told Hickey they could get a run going. Boy, they're letting them play too. I love to multitask when you get a big game like this because I do a statewide show in Michigan. And I talked to Tom Izzo via text earlier before my show and before his game, maybe around noon. And he said if he wins, he'll come on the Saturday Night Huge Show here on CBS Sports Radio. If he loses, he's going to be in no mood to talk. But I know Izzo, and who knows, he may still call in. He's such a class act that even if they lose to Texas Tech, Hickey still may get that call on the Huge guest line. So you can join in 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Now, I mentioned the Zion Williamson story, and according to CBSSports.com, Duke is looking into attorney Michael Avenatti's claims that Nike paid the family of Zion Williamson to pick the Blue Devils, and this according to Ben Leonard of the Duke Chronicle. Kevin White, Duke Director of Athletics, wrote a statement to the Chronicle about the matter. Quoting Mr. White, the Duke AD, we are aware of the allegation and, as we would with any compliance matter, are looking into it. Duke is fully committed to compliance with all NCAA rules and regulations, White wrote. Every student athlete at Duke is reviewed to ensure their eligibility. With regard to men's basketball, all recruits and their families are thoroughly vetted by Duke in collaboration with the NCAA through Eligibility Center's amateurism certification process. Avenatti tweeted at Duke Basketball Friday asking about this denial by Coach K the other day relating to payments by Nike. Can you please ask Zion Williamson's mother, Sharonda Sampson, whether she was paid by Nike for bogus consulting services in 2016 and 2017 as part of a Nike bribe to get Zion to go to Duke? Thanks. Oh, I almost forgot. Long day. Duke men's basketball. And this is from that attorney, Avenatti. Can you also have your close friends at Nike check their Nike vendor portal for payments to Sharonda Sampson Consulting? Just search 2016 to the present. Appreciate it. Avenatti added. Avenatti is perhaps, as I read from the CBSSports.com story, Avenatti is perhaps best known for representing adult film star Stormy Daniels in her case against President Trump, and he raised eyebrows when he first began tweeting about more to come in the recent look into corruption in college basketball, only to get arrested for allegedly attempting to extort Nike. CBS News reported that two of the Nike attorneys held a phone call with Avenatti that was recorded by law enforcement, where Avenatti allegedly reiterated his demands for payment for him and his client. I'm not messing around and I'm not continuing to play games. Avenatti was recorded as saying, you guys know enough now to know you've got a serious problem and it's worth more in exposure to me to just blow the lid on this thing. A few million dollars doesn't move the needle for me. I'm just being really frank with you. I'll go and I'll go take $10 billion off your client's market cap, but I'm not messing around, he said. Preliminary hearings for Avenatti versus Nike are scheduled to begin April 25th in New York. In addition to his claims about Williamson, Avenatti tweeted that Nike executive Carlton DeBose bribed more than 100 other high school basketball players to play for Nike-sponsored programs. More than a week ago, he tweeted that Duke was among the programs that would be wrapped up in the allegations. Duke coach Mike Krzyzewski responded to the tweet, telling Yahoo Sports that, quote, there's nothing there. Nike sent its own statement to Yahoo, writing that, quote, Nike firmly believes in ethical and fair play, both in business and sports, and won't be commenting further beyond our statement. The number five player in the 24 sports composite, Williamson emerged as a top player in college basketball, leading Duke to the Elite Eight and becoming the consensus number one prospect for the upcoming June NBA draft. Per the Chronicle, Nike has sponsored Duke since 1992, with the school inking a recent extension with the apparel company through 2027. Like I said, you may not be able to hold the schools or the individual coaches or even assistants outside of what you've read in that FBI report. But if you get these so-called middlemen who guide these kids to gear-sponsored specific schools, well, then they hope that that kid who is guided there, a lot of one-and-doners, or no, somebody who plays for 2 or 3 years, when they're done, if they go to the next level and become a star, then that gear maker, that shoe company, more than likely will end up getting that star to rep their brand. And it's happening, folks. It's just a matter of who gets caught. It's like when you look at college basketball and you look at college football, there are people cheating. The bigger question is, who gets caught? It's kind of like steroids. You know, you look at pro football players. You look at these athletes. We've seen it in baseball. You know what's going on. It's just who gets busted. And again, if somebody hires a parent for consulting, yeah, you can say it's against NCAA rules, but if the school is not involved, how do you pin it on the coach? How do you pin it on Duke? I mean, look how tough it is right now for the FBI. I mean, we're talking about the Federal Bureau of Investigation. With everything that's out there, everything you've read from the last 13 months, from CBSSports.com to all the stories, look at everything there. Yet who's really paying the price? What big-name coach has paid a major price right now? It's assistants. It's these middlemen. But no big-name coach is getting hammered because they're protected. That's why they put it. Oh, I didn't know my assistant coach was doing that. Yeah, even though you have, 15 scholarship players and 4 or 5 paid assistants, you didn't know what they were doing. And it's a racket. And I don't think the schools are aware of it. Some may be. I don't think they're that blatant with cheating, but they've set up an incredible safety net that the head coaches and the schools, for the most part, can't be touched. But it's a seedy middle guy who was working for this shoe company or this gear maker. It's a racket, man. When you look at money, when you look at the billions connected to college sports, it's out there. It's just a matter of who gets busted. And ironically, the story comes out when Zion, basically, we know he's one and done, right? A lot of these stories come out after the fact. Update on the Michigan State-Texas Tech game. Tech's only up 5 with 5:09 to go in that game. Winston just missed a 3. Would have cut it to 2. Spartans on their own 12-4 run. I was talking with Hickey during the John Fass update about 20 minutes ago. I said they had a run in them, but they've missed a couple of shots here. And sooner or later, Tech's going to score. And now they just turned it over. Is Tech running out of gas? Tom Izzo can coach. But as I said in one of our huge questions of the day, I think Texas Tech plays as good of defense, at least for this tournament, that I've ever seen in college basketball. So we have our huge questions of the day, 2 of them. One in regards to the end of the Auburn-Virginia game. Should officials be able to review turnovers in the final 2 minutes of games? If the turnover is connected to a stoppage of play, looking at an out-of-bounds call, looking at clock, that they would be able to look at the last 2 minutes, a turnover. Or I wouldn't mind, with the evolution of technology, if college basketball for their bigger games had an epicenter. If they had 2 officials up in a suite at U.S. Bank Stadium in Minneapolis and they're able to review it. And they buzz down. Well, what's wrong with that? When you get to the final 4 teams and something as big as this on the line, who's going to complain if they reviewed that and reversed the call and Jerome was called for double dribble? They lose, but the video evidence is there. Just like the video evidence is there, that guy was fouled and he had a right to shoot those 3 free throws. And let's not forget that the dude had the basketballs to knock down all 3 free throws. So you can answer our huge questions of the night. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter. Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. We have some comments rolling in on Twitter. John Enright, yeah, he echoes what I said. He's living somewhere between Boston and Philly. He says, team-wise, defensively, I'd say the 84 Hoyas of Georgetown. That's who I brought up earlier. Not sure team-wise, but the 99 UConn champs had the best individual defensive player performance for the whole tournament. Coach Ricky Moore. And James Winchester comments, he tweets, at Saturday Huge, there's no reason that when checking anyways for clock possession, they can't correctly call something else they see. That's my point, James. You're a smart man. Oh, yeah, Albert Ard comments, listening in South Carolina. He tweets at Saturday Huge, South Carolina's 2017 Final Four run, Frank Martin's Gamecocks were crazy good on defense. I agree with that, Albert. That's a great point. Thanks for listening. In South Carolina. So, yeah, best defensive team you've ever seen in college basketball. Where would you rank this Texas Tech team? Michigan State's only down five, but I think they've had three trips as I'm doing the show live and watching the big screen in my studio. I think they've had three trips where they've come up empty. And they're on a 12-4 run. The time's running out. They're still down five to Texas Tech in the other Final Four semifinal. Virginia's awaiting this winner Monday night in the championship game. So they're at, I think, the four-minute timeout right now. We'll keep you posted. John Fass will have an update here in about 7 minutes. You can join in. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. You tell me. Should officials be able to review anything in the final 2 minutes? Answer that question. And then the best defensive team you've ever seen in college basketball. In the NCAA tournament, who is it? Hickey's back in New York. Boccioni, John Fass with an update. This show is huge.